Guys, we're getting ready to Rhema word read Matthew 17. Yes, Lord, Matthew 17. We're not going to be before you real long. Alrighty. Father, we just thank you for being in the midst of us, for being in the amongst us, Lord God. You tell us to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Father. And you tell us not to lean to our own understanding, Father. So before we start our day, Father, we come before you acknowledging you in all our ways, asking you to lead, God, and direct our path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Again, we're getting ready to Rhema word read Matthew 17. Matthew 17. Not going to be here long. It's not that long. Alrighty. We're getting ready to go. Just was inviting a few people in. Let them know I'm on here. Just letting people know I'm here if they want to drop in. Stop and fellowship for a second, a minute, a moment. I got to hurry up and be out the door. Thank you, Brother Ella, for praying for me for your morning prayer. Father, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive. I thank you, Lord, that our heart is good ground, is good soil, and it will bring forth a good harvest in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Matthew 17. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and two brothers, James and John, and led them up in a high mountain to be alone. As the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed so that his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as light. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared and began talking with Jesus. Peter exclaimed, "Lord, it's wonderful for us to be here. If you want, I'll make three shelters as memorials, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But even as he spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. Listen to him." This was the Mount of Transfiguration. This is his ordination. This was God confirming him. The Holy Spirit, God himself confirms him, God himself confirms you. Verse 6, the disciples were testified and fell face down on the ground. Then Jesus came over and touched them. "Get up," he said, "don't be afraid." And when they looked up, Moses and Elijah was gone and they saw only Jesus. As they went back down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Sometimes the Lord will tell you, don't tell nobody. It's not time yet. It's not time to release that word yet. It's not time to share the vision yet. Make sure that we're in season. Make sure that we're in time. Make sure that we're on time. Sometimes it says it's not time. It's not time yet. Verse 10, then his disciples asked him, "Why do the teachers of religious laws insist that Elijah must return before the Messiah comes?" Jesus replied, "Elijah is indeed coming first to get everything ready. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, but he wasn't recognized, and they chose to abuse him. And in the same way, they will also make the Son of Man suffer." Then the disciples realized he was talking about John the Baptist. At the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for him. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures." Anyone on here have seizures? Jesus is present. The power of God is present. The power of God is still present. He says he has seizures and suffered terribly. He often falls into the fire, into the water. "So I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." Jesus said, "You faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you?" Lord have mercy, Jesus. He rebuking and correcting. He rebuking. But God is love, right? Jesus is love. And you know, "And how long must I put up with you?" he said. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because when we don't believe God, we call him a liar, right? "So bring the boys here to me." Then Jesus rebuked the demon. He said that seizure was a demon. He said he rebuked the demon. He didn't rebuke the seizure. He rebuked the demon that was causing the seizure in the boy. And it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. Listen, we're not doing scripture reading. We're doing Bible reading, right, Tammy? We're not doing scripture reading. We're doing Bible reading. This is the word of the Lord. They said the boy suffered from seizures, but yet Jesus cast out the demon because it was a demon that was causing the seizure. Listen, we're reading line upon line, precept upon precept. This is the word of the Lord. Did you understand? Is anyone on here having seizures? If so, then cast it out in Jesus' name. Verse 19, it says, "Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, 'Why couldn't we cast out that demon?' You don't have enough faith. Jesus is talking now. He said, you don't have enough faith, Jesus told him. I tell you the truth. If you have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. Listen, I always say when the word is not working, it's got to be something on my end, because what Jesus Christ done, it's already finished. It's already done, and God cannot tell a lie. So I'm not looking for God to blame when things aren't manifesting. Right? They asked him, why couldn't we cast out the demon? He was saying, because of your little faith. Verse 22, he says, after they gathered again in Galilee, Jesus told them, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of enemies. He will be killed, but on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. And the disciples were filled with grief. On their arrival in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked him, doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? Yes, he does, Peter replied. Then he went into the house. But before he had a chance to speak, Jesus asked him, what do you think, Peter? Do kings tax their own people or the people they have conquered? They tax the people they have conquered, Peter replied. Well then, Jesus said, the citizens are free. However, we don't want to offend them. So go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the taxes for both of us. Lord Jesus, he said, go on and obey the law. Listen, you're going to find money in the fish's mouth. We're talking about supernatural riches. You're going to find money in some weird places. I found some money in the mouths of some fishes. You know, I went on to the state treasury department, and I found, probably close to $300 in the fish's mouth, where people had to. Do you know that when you work somewhere and you say you leave a paycheck behind or you pay a deposit and you don't get your deposit back, well, they can't just keep that money. So whatever state you in, go look in your state treasury under the state unclaimed money or whatever. People be leaving folks stuff there. I said, this is money in the fish's mouth. Is it not? This is money that I did not know about. But this is going to be some miracle money. Some of us finna get us some miracle money. He said, go and the first fish you catch, look in their mouth. Look in their mouth. I've been hearing about some financial miracles. Like I shared earlier, one of my friends went to pay. I'm finished with Matthew 17. She went to pay her electric bill and a stranger told her she would pay it for her. You know, we're going to be seeing things like that happen all the time. How many of you know the word of the Lord said he gives seed to the sower? So if you are a sower, not just financially, but if you are a giver, period, God will give to you, because if he can get it through you, he will give it to you. You know, the most miserable people in the world are stingy people, because God did not call us to be stingy. It was for God so loved that he gave. So living is giving. If you want to experience life, an abundant life, I dare you to start to become a giver. And it's not always in money. It's in time. It's been having a nice attitude towards people. It might be a hug. It's whatever that person needs. Everybody don't need the same thing. But giving is living. It was for God so loved that he gave. Maybe someone need a word of deliverance and you got that word in your mouth. I'm getting ready to end it here, you guys. I gotta start my day. Alrighty. You guys be blessed and be encouraged. And my prayer is, Father God, that as we start our day today, Lord God, you will cause us to be sensitive to the needs of those that are around us. Lord God, we'll let someone go in front of us, Father. And if you tell us to pay for someone's groceries or give them extra money when they come up short and we standing in line, Father, we will be obedient, because when we give to others, we don't see it as giving to people. We see it as giving to you, Father, because we're being obedient to what you say. And Father, when we see you as our source, that's what we'll see. We'll see it as given to you, Father God. And you said those who give to the poor, you said that you would repay. Father, we look to you for the return. We look for you for the return. For you are the Lord of the harvest. It's because of you that we reap what we sow. Father, we give you the glory. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you all the praise. Father, as we walk throughout this supernatural day, Father, we declare and decree that we too will find money in the fish's mouth. Father, we declare and decree that we too will be casting out some devils today, Jesus, like you did when the little boy that was having seizures. We declare and we decree that we too will walk, that signs and wonders will follow your word, Father. For you said that signs and wonders follow them that believe. And we are believers, Lord God. We are believers. We are seeking first the kingdom of God. We're not just scripture readers, but we're Bible readers, Father. We believe when we read your word that your word is our absolute truth. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for your divine protection as we travel out through our day today, Father. We thank you that the angels of the Lord are encamped around us. We come against every spirit of fear that tries to torment the people of God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We command fear to go. We will not be afraid to give. We will not be afraid to be a doer of God's word. Whenever your word is our command, Father, when you say do it, we will do it. Father, we will be obedient to what you say, for you said rebellion is equal to the sin of witchcraft. Father, we will be sensitive to hear your voice, for you said that your sheep follow your voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow, Father. So we ask that you lead, that you guide, and that you direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm getting ready to go. Good morning, beautiful Michelle. You guys, I'm getting ready to go. May the blessings of the Lord rest upon you. God's goodness and mercy is following us again today. So I want you to expect good things today, because God's goodness and mercy is following us again today. And the only thing that God has in store for us, everything that God has in store for us is good. For every good and perfect gift. Something good is going to happen for you today, Michelle. And anyone else who listens, something good, the goodness of God is following. The goodness of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God. Thank you, Lord. We're expecting something good. In Jesus' name, I'm getting ready to go. Be blessed. Like I always say, keep looking for what's good in your day. I receive it, Michelle. Keep looking for what's good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout this wonderful, wonderful day. Hey, you guys, subscribe to my podcast. I'm on live on my podcast also right now. Arthur Pearlie Martin, Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. And until tomorrow, you guys will be Rhema reading Matthew's chapter 18. All righty. You guys have a blessed day. Hi guys, this is Arthur Pearlie Martin. Remember to pick up all my books online at Arthur Pearlie Martin, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, under Pearlie Martin Books. You guys, remember to like this, to subscribe to this podcast, help support this podcast, hit that subscribe button. And you guys make sure that you share the link. But more than anything, you guys stroll through here. I have over 200 some episodes. Stroll through here and see if God has a word for you. Again, this is Arthur Pearlie Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. You guys be blessed. And like I always say, keep looking for what's good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout your day.